Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, 800-531-3815, toll free, coast to coast. And I want to thank those of you who emailed me to comment on my observations yesterday about what happened to Columbia and some of the other heroes that we really ought to be recognizing too. I appreciate that very much. It means a lot to me that some of my words had some meaning to you. And by the way, those thoughts are also part of my newsletter this week. So if you subscribe to the newsletter this week, you'll be able to get a copy of that. And you can do that at jbsba.com, www.jbsba.com. Okay. I want to get back into my discussion with you about some of the fundamentals, some of the things that I think will help you to not only perhaps would allow you to make the most out of the economy as it is, and of course where you are, you may be doing great. Some people aren't, and one of the things that I try to encourage people to do is to make sure that everything that you're doing is everything that can be done to get the most out of your economy, to get the most out of where you are and your business, and that way, regardless of what happens, you can know that you did everything that you could do. And so the only way that I know to do that is to focus on the fundamentals. And that's what I've been talking about now for a few weeks. I've been taking a few minutes every day and talking a little, or just about every day, and talking a little bit about that. And right now I'm still in the discussion of technology. And you know how important I think that is, how important I know technology is for your small business, how I know that if you're going to be successful in small business in the future, you've got to be able to leverage technology. So many paradigms are shifting right now. There's so many things over the last 10 years that were absolutely true. They were absolutely, 10 years ago, there were thousands of things that were etched in stone, and you could set your clock by them. You could count on them. People lived and worked and raised families and retired on those things that were etched in stone. And today they don't exist. They're not even around. And if there's any vestigial part of what was there at one time left, it's in such a different it looks so different today that it almost can't be called the same thing. And that's a paradigm shift. And there's so many of those that it's what makes being a small business owner that much more difficult. The degree of difficulty has gone up exponentially in the last few years. But you can solve that. You can meet that challenge with really only one thing besides the other operating fundamentals. Obviously, in any world, even 10 years ago, you had to do the other operating fundamentals. You had to be able to manage your business financially. You had to be able to retain earnings and make sure you had enough capital and manage your people and treat them right and treat customers right. You've always had to do those things. But here's what's new: technology. Now, I know 10 years ago you had technology in your business, but not like today. Today is different. And today, if you're going to be successful, the only way you can actually meet some of the paradigm shifts that are yet to come, and there are some. This is going to be a way of life, folks. The paradigm shifts, the turning your world on your world being turned on its ear, that's not going to go away. It's slowing down. It's actually quite a bit slower than it was, say, 3 to 5 years ago. We're always going to have that, more now than ever before. And so the only way to really deal with all that is to be as nimble and as productive and as efficient with as little resources as you possibly can. And that includes personnel. Now, if you have 10 employees today, I'm not saying that next year you should have 8 employees. I'm not saying lay anybody off. What I am saying is that you can have 10 employees today. Let's say you're doing $5 million a year in revenue. I'm just pulling a number out of the air. Well, with technology, by leveraging technology, and grow, which you can grow your business to, say, $7 million without hiring any new people, without having any new people. You can do that with 10 people. If you did 5 with 10, by leveraging technology, by staying abreast of what's available and learning how to use technology, not as a cool toy, but as an application that can create efficiencies and deliver profits to the bottom line. Remember what I've said about the new economy. It's not about new rules. It's about new tools. And that's what's happening. You're being given new tools. And if you and I don't stay up, don't stay current with the new tools, then we're not going to be competitive. It's just as simple as that, folks. I mean, you can write that on a rock for sure. That is one of the few things you can probably write on the rock today, is that if you don't stay up with technology, but your competitors do, they're going to gain the upper hand. If you gain the upper hand, it's not going to be with some technology that's going to wow. It's not likely to wow your customers, where they say, wow, and you're able to say, you know what, nobody else has this. I'm the only one who has this. That's not what's going to happen. What's going to happen is you're going to show your customer a better way to serve them, another way to provide them with value in your relationship, doing the things you're already doing for them. You're just going to come up with another way, a better way of delivering it, a more seamless way, a more invisible way, so that the service gets done, the products get delivered. The value is there, but it's a lot more elegant than it ever was before. That's what technology is going to do for you in the future. I want you to think about that while I take a quick break. It's 20 after. I'll be right back with a few more words on this, and then Michael Barrera. 20 after. Stay with me. Should have told you by now, but I can't find the words. If I could show you somehow. We're back. 23 after. 800-531-3815. Toll free coast to coast. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm talking about technology. Your technology. And one of the things that I'd like to encourage you to do, if you haven't already, is to make your technology available to all your employees. To your employees. Make sure that we all have to realize that the way to leverage technology is to leverage it through our people. Now, one of the things I'm specifically talking about is the online capability. I've actually heard people say that they didn't want their employees to have the internet access at their desk. They didn't want them to be there. And what the reason is they didn't want them shopping and surfing around and goofing off and that sort of thing. And I understand that. And that's a good attitude to have. You don't want that to happen. But that's not really how... But the thing is, that's the risk that you're going to have to take. And you handle that with policy. You handle that with instruction. You handle that with training. You let them know that's not what that's for, and that they have a job to do. And obviously, you follow up on that. That's a management issue. And so, you know, you don't not let your salespeople drive a car on a call because they might come back by the mall and buy a shirt. They could do that, but you still give them the car and you still send them out to sell something. It's the same thing with technology. It's the same thing with the internet. It's the same thing with email. It's the same thing with instant messaging. It's a productive tool that can be abused, but can also make you, can really add to the potential success that you can have. And so what you want to be able to, what you want to make sure you do, especially if anybody who touches customers, anybody who has a potential to be to touch customers and deal with customers, give them that capability. Allow them to be able to email back and forth with your customers. Allow them to be able to go on the customers' websites. And of course, as you know, more and more, you're going to have intranet, not internet. You're going to be creating more and more of you this year. By the end of the year, you're going to have an intranet, not internet, but intranet. And that's going to be your own internet, which is essentially a group of web pages, a suite of web pages. It's behind a firewall. It's behind a password. It's password protected. And you'll be able to allow your customers to go into that part of your intranet. They become part of your intranet. And they can go in and they can manage their own account. They can do their own expediting. They can find out what's new in your business. And it's only available. In fact, if you remember, that we had a guy on the show last week named Eric Rose, not last week, 2 weeks ago, named Eric Rose. He was here talking to us about how his construction company uses technology. And I asked him for his internet. I asked him for his website address. I thought he might want to tell us about it. Guess what? He didn't. Because he doesn't have a website for you and me. Because I'm not a prospect for him, and you're not either. But the people in his marketplace are. He's a builder, so he can't do his work. That's maybe one area, one company where one type of a business that you can export very much, because he builds only in about two counties in Connecticut. But and it's very high end. But what he does, the lesson we can learn from Eric is that his website is closely held. It's only available to his customers and I guess his prospects. He doesn't want the world coming there because that's his business model, which is different from most of us. But regardless, the point is he's got his world there for his customers, and they can go. And in this particular case, if you remember, he puts up photographs of the progress of the houses he's building. And if his clients are in Europe, they can go online, type in their password, and see how their new house is coming. Well, take that and convert it into your business. Convert it into something that you do. And instead of having the customer checking on their house that you're building them, what they're looking for is a sprocket that when they have it, one of the machines in their factory won't be idle, and they'll be able to that machine will be able to contribute to the overall production run, which will get those trucks off the dock. So we're waiting on a sprocket. Well, they don't have to call you and potentially get irritated at you if all they've got to do is go into your intranet, where their position is, their suite on your intranet, part of your website. Now, you can have a regular website and still have an intranet. They can go in there and check and see that it's on a truck. It's actually on a courier. They can track it right there and find out that it's in the hands of a courier 50 miles away on the way to them. It'll be there by 10 o'clock this morning. They can do that. And they never have to talk to you. Now, you might say, well, wouldn't it be better if they could talk to us? Well, maybe they don't want to talk to you. Maybe they just want the information. And you gave them that option. You didn't tell them they couldn't call. You just gave them that option. Technology allowed you to give them that option. Maybe that's the key, isn't it? Giving our customers more options. Think about that. Think about how technology can allow you to leverage your entrepreneurial dream. 29 after. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Michael Barrera, an old friend of ours from the SBA. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this show is brought to you by IBM and Office Depot.
Interstate running through his front yard, you know.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.